This is the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.
CES 2012 coverage is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com. Get 25% off their fourth generation hosting by using promo code CES2. Find more GoDaddy deals at tpn.tv.
I have another guest here. And sir, if I could get your card, your business card. Cards are over to the side there. This is our guest from Hovercam. And we're going to have a chance to take a look at that. Ji Shen.
Yes.
Welcome, sir. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, we are. There's some money involved here. Let's,
We're in.
Tell us about Hovercam.
Yeah, we pioneered the concept of using high-end CMOS cameras to shoot at documents and making it an alternative form of scanning of documents. And at the same time, it's a high-resolution presentation video camera.
Let's see what we can bring up here on one of the cameras here. You've got a high-resolution document that that you're scanning at the moment.
And it's ready to go to print.
So that's how you financed your trip to CES.
That's right.
So how does this differ from other copy camera types of solutions?
Unlike like a roller scanner or a flatbed scanner, this is it's a CMOS camera. It's a digital camera, and you one click, you get a high resolution scan of a document. Potentially they can take on tasks like scanning a book. Here we have like two cameras, two 5-megapixel cameras shooting at a book, and this one has automatic page turner, and it's based on suction, and it can turn about 6 pages per minute.
Yes.
You can archive a book, and you can put on your iPad or Kindle to travel with it.
I think that we had, did you have this here at CES last year?
Yeah. We first came out with it about 2010.
Yes.
2 years ago.
Yes. And I remember it's particularly valuable. You've seen this before, haven't you?
Yes, it's a great product.
Yes. Because people who have documentation or books and they're trying to reduce the bulk of the material that they have to carry or putting it onto a tablet, it's ideal for that.
Yeah, exactly. And it also is convenient. It can sit on any desktop. This device is very compact, and you can fold it down.
Let's see if we can pull that camera up and take a look. Here we go. We've got the monitor on the right, the screen on the right there. You can kind of see what the folks are seeing on air here directly.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got autofocus. Right.
So now we've got a great picture of Courtney.
Well, hello.
Yeah.
Well, we've got a sideways picture of Courtney.
Let's change that. I think we can
change the orientation.
Yeah, we can change the orientation.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, she's looking much more normal now.
Yeah.
So it's that's a desktop sort of application that doesn't take up much space when it's not being used.
Yeah, there's even a smaller one that is hardly longer than a pen, and you can open this up, and the back of it can plug right into a USB port.
Uh-huh.
And this one opens up, shoots up to an area of 8.5 by 11, so you can use it to like scan a receipt. Scan a business card. You could, do other things as well. Scan
so you
all
could
sorts
scan
of
almost as
convenient
quickly,
notes.
Almost as quickly as you could move the papers from one from one side to the other, and you could take a picture of it.
You can go faster than that, and also the software that comes with it has a gesture recognition. As you flip the page, it just takes a picture automatically.
Wow, that is so. You become the automated page turner.
Yeah, your hand is the automatic page turner. Yeah.
What's the price point on your systems here?
They're very affordable. This little one is about $249, and this one we call it Hovercam Solo is $349. it can shoot up to like A3 size paper.
Right.
At a very small height.
Where have you found the greatest uptake in the market? What segment of the market's been most responsive?
Good question. So far, we've been really successful in education. Mm. Teachers use these to present their materials, and they can annotate right on the fly, either on screen or right on the material itself. Mm-hmm. And they can also use that to scan certain teaching material and send to the class with a scanned image.
Yeah, so that those scans could be a part of the syllabus or a part of the lesson plan.
Yeah, exactly.
That they would have for that time. So where do you think it's heading? Where do you think that the greatest demand is? Education, obviously, continuing to be strong, but are there other applications that are starting to emerge?
Yeah, definitely. We see this starting to get into the consumer space. Traveling professionals mm-hmm. could use it to scan their receipts, capture random notes, scan a business card. So this is very convenient, fits right into the pocket. And also, we think the personal archiving of their book collection mm-hmm. can be useful for every family. And this is good for office, it's complement every desktop.
The application that we're familiar with, it revolves around people who are full-time RVers and recreational vehicles because they have extensive collections of books and professional materials they've accumulated over the years, but now mm-hmm. here's a way that they can reduce the weight and have that in digital form.
Exactly. Who needs the weight?
Yeah. No, they don't. They can't have it. They can't afford it.
Yeah. No, the weight and the storage space that would require.
They can, for some visually impaired users, you could even use this and you can literally sit there and turns the page and also does the OCR and then reads the text back to you. Mm-hmm. So you can hear the book. It's kind of having an audio book right in front of you.
Yeah, and I would think for archival sorts of applications from a business standpoint, from business records and so forth, this would be particularly, we think of a lot of companies as being totally digital. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of companies that are still working on manual multi-part forms, carbons, and so forth, and they have years of records, which they may have to maintain for insurance reasons or liability reasons that never were digital. They're still on paper.
Yeah, they can all be archived, and especially some of the documents, they are bound, they are stapled together. Mm-hmm. And with this, you can just flip the page, so you don't have to pull out the staple.
Mm. Yeah.
So that can be convenient. Also, like insurance professionals, they go to a client site, and they can sign the forms and scan the forms, submit it online right there.
Very good. Okay. Well, listen, thanks so much for joining us today. Where do people go for more information?
To our website, www.thehovercam.com. Thehovercam.com.
Okay. Jay Shen, thanks very much for joining us here on Tech Podcast.
Thank you very much.
Thank
you. Tech Podcast Network. So, yes, indeed. RVers, it's absolutely made for them.
That's exactly. I know last year we looked at that, and it's perfect for that because you are condensing. You don't literally have the space, and mm-hmm. your weight is a huge concern because you do get weighed.
Oh yeah,
as an RVer.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Whether you like it or not. So if you're doing it full time, your books are definitely a priority. So
okay. Need to talk with you about GoDaddy, and of course, GoDaddy has a new product called 4GH Hosting, which combines the power of cloud computing at web hosting prices. And what does that mean? That means that you're able to guard against distributed denial of service attacks. And most importantly, if you're successful, one of the problems in podcasting or new media is that what happens if you're successful and your server can't handle it? And that's what this new GoDaddy product takes care of mm-hmm. because it scales dynamically, dynamic traffic management, and a cluster of servers, not just a single server. Courtney, how many downloads did Tech Podcast have last year?
35 million.
You're fast. You can count them up just like that.
Very quickly, yes.
Yes. Well, there is a great value in GoDaddy hosting, 4GH hosting. Plans from $4.99 a month up to $9.99 a month. Just go to GoDaddy.com, check out the 4GH hosting details, and use CES2. And why would you do that?
Because you're going to save 25%.
Absolutely, absolutely. So,
this is the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.